The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 18th day of June 2018. Riding with me along this journey is Steve Elkins out of God's Waiting Room.
I am present.
Francis in Idaho. Hello, Francis.
Yes, to carry on your to harass and disrupt portion here, the gentleman that you talked to about would you tape or not, well, when they call up for their backup, it's really nice when you get pulled over, your backup's already there. If anybody's got a phone going, you don't have to wait. They just got the minerals to turn the camera on, you know, you're good to go.
You know, it's interesting, John, I talked about this last week. We had a case out here where officers are saying that their batteries in their body cams were dead. So they had an excuse when they fired their weapons, and they came up with these stories that they couldn't record because the batteries were in their body cam were dead. And I was talking about this with a waitress at a restaurant. We were sitting down, and she said – she's kind of funny. She threw a scenario at me. She goes, "What do you bet that you could have live batteries? And but if you want to use the excuse, you simply keep a set of dead batteries in your pocket, and then when you turn over your camera, you first of all you erase the footage, and then you put in the dead batteries and show your camera." Well, we didn't get to record because they were dead batteries. I thought, well, do you keep your camera rolling 24/7 or whatever your whole shift is? If you're doing an 8-hour shift, are you walking around with your body cam filming in the entire 8 hours, or do you turn it on just when you think you may need it because there's going to be an interaction, an altercation? I would think he would walk around and he says, "Something's coming up. I better turn it on now. I may need this."
Yeah.
So she made a scenario that maybe police officers are walking around with dead batteries in their pocket to cover their rear ends later on when something goes wrong. But what got these guys here was there was footage from a store that caught the whole scene, so their story didn't pan out, right. And the truth came out through the video footage from a store saying, "Here's what happened."
Well,
so your story's a big lie.
Yeah, and this has happened several times. Francis, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
I had one more thing, John, that you may not know. Steve, you probably know when this happened.
Sure.
Real quick, you were talking about the guy that got pulled over, and they had all kinds of snipers and stuff there. They passed it's not a law, it was just some whatever, it was over a year ago, and Steve, you probably know if you're on board on this, that any local enforcement, they now have permission to use any pullover, any stop, any scenario, any time as a training exercise. So that's why you're seeing all this cluster of lights for the simplest thing. It can be a kid with a cap pistol in the middle of his own yard, and the place is swarming. Do you remember when they passed that, Steve?
No, I don't. But I tell you what, I know trolling when I see it.
Yeah.
And when the police officer pulls you over and said your tail light doesn't work, and you say, "Wait a minute, sure, let's check it out." Oh, it works now.
Yeah.
I know the old scenario of pulling the old, "This doesn't work, this doesn't work, that's why I pulled you over." And this is what's happening a lot. This happens an awful lot.
And years ago, Steve, I had a secretary when I had CSIN in Austin. I had a secretary who was traveling through Louisiana, and guess what? I-10. They did the same crap to her. Mm-hmm. And pulled her over and said her taillight was burned out. She got out of the car, walked back, and looked at the car and says, what taillight burned out? Yeah. Oh, it must have came back on.
Right.
So she looked at him and said, so this stop that you're doing right now is not necessary. They didn't want to leave her go.
Right.
I mean, it's just out of control. Thank you, Francis. I appreciate it. And, you know, the issue, that would, to the honest cop, you know, to be frank about this, to the honest cop out there, it would seem that body cams, they would welcome them.
Yeah.
Because if they are a good cop and they're following procedure properly and policy, right, which they still claim that they are, even though that you and I can look at it and go, wait a minute here. Like the cop that, as you were mentioning, the poor bug guy that got shot 5 times in a hotel.
Oh, that was terrible.
I mean, it was absolutely, it was outrageous, but it was totally, totally unnecessary. And this is what the scenario is when you confront people. Here's the problem. They're not engaging. They're confronting.
Yeah.
There is a difference. The cops that I knew when I was a kid growing up, I was a little bad boy. I was always getting pulled over for traffic this and traffic that. I had respect for these guys.
Yeah.
I had respect for them.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, I am not going to argue Constitution with these guys who are trigger happy. I'm not going to.
No.
I tell you what I will do, though. I will take it to court after it's over and said and done.
If you're
and
alive.
I'm going to play the game just to stay alive. And then I'm going to go to court and I'm going to rip them apart because everything they broke the Fourth Amendment right there. You know, illegal search and seizure. We have to call it out. And I would definitely do it. I'm going to stay alive to do it, but I'm not going to engage with this trigger-happy guy here and tell him why he's wrong and what he's doing. He's trigger-happy. I want to live. I'm going to play the game for now, but I'm going to court on this. I'm definitely going to court on it.
Well, we have a guy out there in Vegas. That's what he's been doing. And, well, he has been recognized as being a terrorist because he's trying to garner the positive, the constitutional law, and he's standing up for himself. And now he's the bad boy of Vegas. I mean, really? Could you imagine being pulled over? And just say that this is litigation about a case, say, maybe against a cop, that he's maybe well-liked, and the word gets out on the street, you know, that's the guy that's doing it. You know, are you going to face a scenario of maybe a death squad that shows up and claiming that you made a move to injure them and they just blast you into kingdom come?
Right.
I mean, Star Chamber stuff, folks, it does happen. It's not Hollywood. It does happen.
Oh, yeah.
Frank in Utah. Hello, Frank.
How you doing today? Hey, appreciate your time. Hey, you know what? I've been a long-time listener. I love the show. I just want to say hi to Steve, but I do have a couple questions. I'd like to know the difference between a peace officer and a police officer. That's just the first question. I'll let you answer that.
Okay. A police officer is what they're called. A peace officer is what they used to identify with because they were peacemakers in the community.
Right.
They were there not to thump or tase or beat you to death or shoot you or be confrontational or be little Billy Bad Butts, you know, throwing their authority around like whatever. They were, at that point in time, they were considered to be peace officers, and they recognized themselves as that. Then we kind of went through this transition of just police without anything else, and then we went right into law enforcement. And it doesn't matter. We're going to enforce.
Is that a code that they're trying to enforce through administrative law?
I don't think it's so much the administrative state is handing these dictates down to these cops, passing it off as policy, and there's no review on this. The only review that you have is the chief of police or maybe that county or maybe that jurisdiction. They're doing their own oversight. And then when they screw up, their people are covering for them.
I think what happened was after 9/11, this NSA was formed, and it gave a broader powers to the local police department with using this fear of terrorism and that everybody else could be a potential threat to them. This is out of control. This is definitely a police abuse, and our police are no longer peace officers anymore, because like John said, they were your friends. I knew police officers growing up, and I never worried, I never feared these people. I can go up and talk to them. They actually had bike rallies when I was a kid growing up, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. They had a bike rally every year put on by the police department, and you got to go to the training course on the bicycle and proper safety things to do. They were good guys. We liked these guys. Every year, the rally, we go up and talk to them. We admired them. We looked up to them with the badge, and they were good guys. They would reach down to you, and they were just one of you, but they were the authority. But you didn't fear them. Police officers today, I look at them and I'm skeptical every time, going, oh my God, is this a good guy here, or is he looking for a fight?
Yeah.
And I'm a nice guy and I'm not looking for a fight, but I worry now that the guy is angry, he's pissed off, he's on SSRIs, his wife's cheating on him, he goes out to work and he's just looking for the first guy to kick the hell out of.
Yeah.
And I might be that guy getting pulled over, and I don't like the way you look. And so now he's going to come on to me with something, make something up. I worry about that guy. Guy from Georgia was talking about, Jeff, he's nuts. He's nuts. We want to expose the bad guys, not the good guys. We have good people out there. And he's talking about, I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, and here's the problem. They have clung to themselves now. They're like an entity unto themselves.
Yes.
Even though they're community policing, they're there for each other. They act at times that they're not there for the citizenry. And, you know, when you try to explain to this to a cop that, you know, we have Supreme Court rulings, guess what your job doesn't entail? Protecting an individual. Guess what? Here's a news flash for you, which makes you a keystone corporate coffer cop for the corporation. And go ahead and check that out, folks. That's the honest to God's truth. And you are now an entity that has to protect yourself. You feel threatened. But the only problem is people that feel threatened that are carrying around weapons can at times cause lethality, problems, and death. These are the last people that should use force. That should be the absolute, and I mean the absolute last resort for a police officer to use force.
I agree.
You know, I mean, God, and this is upsetting because we've already melded the police with the military. We have an official police state. And I pointed this out. I've never had anybody comment on this. I've never had anybody tell me I was full of malarkey over this. But we caught the FBI informing police and even the county sheriffs and the deputies, anything that wore a badge, that here is a memo for you people. News flash from the FBI. Beware of the sovereign citizen. They're everywhere. And they would much rather drop you, kill you right in the street, say even over a routine traffic stop, than to even have a conversation with you. Let me ask you who's doing the radicalizing. And by the way, just so you know, Jeff, please don't call into this show anymore. Please.
John, when's the last time you ever heard of a police officer outing a bad police officer?
You
never hear of it, do you?
No. And
it's rare. It's very rare. And if he does, his career is over because he broke the oath. You will stand the ground. You will stand by your brothers. Even if he's a bad brother, you stand by your bad brothers. And I tell you what, we can't have that. Got to out the bad apples. If I'm working in the hospital and I see somebody who's dangerous, I report them. I report them. That's what I have to do. That's my duty to protect people, is that I don't call it ratting out anybody. I'm simply saying that this person is incompetent. They're a danger to the public. They're a danger to the patient. I have to reveal that. And I live with that. I have no problem with that because it's a safety issue. And why a police officer feels that he has to even – you know, stand behind a bad police officer. I don't understand that at all.
Well, they're being attacked from all sides. You know, and I understand the argument. I even, you know, the argument that Antifa, supposedly the anti-fascists, which they're really not, but they've given themselves a name, so I'll refer to them as the Antifa. you know, a few things what they were saying about police brutality is true. But having said that, have you walked within the ghettos of the inner cities? Have you, Mr. and Mrs. White America, done that? I have. I used to live in Detroit. I was downtown one night, really through no great choice of my own, but I found myself. And I wasn't messed with because I looked like one crazy white dude walking down the street. Anybody looked at me, I just shot him a look like, go ahead, make my day. And I was left the hell alone. But you're exposed to this day after day after day. Do you think you might be getting a little bit jaded? Do you think you might be getting a little bit angry? I don't like to be working constantly with culturally deficient people that'd much rather see me dead than walking around alive. I get that. But these people, we have seen what is going on. There is an external threat against the police department. So ergo, we're going to protect those guys. They have a very dangerous job now to the point of we'll cover your butt. You got to get home safe. If you think you're threatened, just shoot now and we'll ask the questions later. No. What I don't know if people are noticing this, and I wanted to get into this, but let me Frank in Utah had one more point if I'll let him. Frank, briefly.
Yeah, well, hey, I work in a gas station in a small town, Fairview, Utah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the county comes out every once in a while, you know, and they get gas, you know, on their carts, you know, the whole nine yards. And they come in, use the bathroom. But anyways, make a long story short, I asked one of the guys, I said, am I driving in commerce? And he said, yes, you are. Exactly. I said, well, do I need to put a, not for hire sign on my truck or on my rig or anything else? He goes, oh, no, you're in commerce 24/7. I said, I don't have a bill of lading. And he looked at me. He goes, oh, you got to be one of those constitutionalists. He goes, we got a lot of, yeah, oh, yeah. I was like, no, I'm just trying to understand law. To understand what you guys are trying to do.
And don't you think that he got that conversation passed on by the FBI that watch out for those sovereign citizens, those people that claim to be constitutionalist? These people are absolute wing nuts. But what they keep forgetting is there's one hell of a lot more of us than there are of them. You know, and Pete's. That's enough, I guess, to drive you a little bit nuts if you're subject to paranoia in the first place. But holy mackerel, enough of this. How many cops are tied up? Yeah, Steve, have you seen the new show, Live PD?
No, I
have
not.
Oh, they'll run hours of this show, and it's all live feeds from stops. The police officers are making it, any town USA. And mostly it evolves around drugs. Drugs, 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 drugs. And I had judges and police officers come on this program and tell me flat out what should be done is drugs should be taken off the list and decriminalized. Didn't say legalize them, decriminalize them. Let's start taking the profit motive out of this for everybody involved, including the police officers that are taking kickbacks, the judges that are taking kickbacks, the bought-off politicians that are taking kickbacks. Take the money out of it and see what starts to happen in America. See what happens. But no, we got an FBI, dirty as they are, telling cops in this country everywhere that, you know, you got to be careful. Because that next guy you pull over, he's one of those sovereign citizens. And you know what? He's just a flat-out murderer. He'd much rather shoot you down in cold blood than even talk to you.
Oh. Well, first of all, the word sovereign and citizen don't go together.
All right, Frank, you had one more point, and I'll let you make it. I got to let you go. We're up against the break.
No. Hey, I appreciate your time.
All right.
Hey, you both have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Dave in Missouri, you're up next. Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good.
Hello,
good.
Gentlemen. How are you? Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, what, we
Dave,
hear you.
Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Well, you know, John, I mean, you've dumped a lot on us, brother. And in fairness, I just got to say this. If you were a cop and you pulled over Steve Elkins, aren't you at least going to, like, maybe?
Am I going to at least what, Dave?
At least tase him. I mean, you might not shoot him, but, you know, I mean...
tase me. Don't tase me, bro.
So, I mean, just for fun, you know? I mean, I got Steve Elkins, of course. So, okay, you know, here's the thing, and this is where it gets a little overwhelming. You know, you all, and John, I love you with all my heart. I love RBN. So, we have to beat the globalists. We've got to beat the deep state. You know, we got to beat Walmart and Hillary and everybody. We got to watch the cops. We got to watch the Boy Scouts because they might turn to Girl Scouts. You know, we're at such a crazy point in time that it's just exhausting worrying about what to worry about next. And I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but I mean, you just get tired whenever we really have never solved one problem, and then we're going to add another, you know, avalanche to it to include, you know, yes, of course, we should have peace officers who protect our families as we would.
No, there. That's my job to protect my family.
That's right. That is exactly right. And that's where, you know, we've just lost our way, and so My family are police. I mean, I grew up, you know, really all politics is local. That's what I want to say to you guys. We're undermined and, sabotaged by the globalists, by the federalists, by, you know, I think this was fought somewhere back around 1860, something like that. There was a dude from Illinois who thought the federal government was the Lord of all. And, you know, there were others who disagreed, but in the end we lost. And it become about something else. And since the victor writes the history, well, you guys know. So here we are still again trying to defend the original idea of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, which is we were endowed by our Creator. No government gave me liberty.
Or life.
No corporation gave me freedom.
Or life.
Or life. That was endowed to me by my Creator. I'm sorry, liberals. You know, and so, really, John, so many of us are tired, brother, and I know you are too. And so, really, I have no question for you. I love you. And yes, I'm sorry, Steve. I would tase you if I could, man. I mean, just once.
Hey, now, you know, John came down here, and I had a taser. I showed it to him. He's like, "That's cool."
I didn't. Cool. I didn't exactly say that.
I didn't use it on him.
You had a chance to tase Steve.
He was sleeping on my couch, and I thought, let me wake him up here. Let's see if this thing really works. No, but you have seen the transformation of a peace officer having law enforcement in your family to what we see today. Does it alarm you a little bit what you're seeing today?
Well, you know, I still do. That's the thing. I mean, and if it comes to shove, I trust, and, you know, I'm rural Missouri, guys, so I don't know where you all are at. I mean, our police are our family. They went to school with us. They come up in this little town. You know, this little town, there's hardly anything left of it. The last grocery store just closed. Everybody carried their money to Walmart until they closed out. Now, the last grocery store, they held on for 20 years, Town and Country, family, locally owned, you know, and so now, and Walmart then immediately, as soon as they're out, they start closing at 7. So, I mean, you know, the betrayal, but my trust is in local people who get it and care. Yeah, maybe they didn't get it in time. Maybe they didn't hear the message to keep your ass out of Walmart, because every dime you drop on that counter is immediately exported to communist China and a couple of billionaires who buy the politicians to sell you all into slavery. Maybe they didn't get that quick enough. But on the uptake, on the rebound, my money is on local folks whose heart are in the community with their families and their neighbors. And so, you know, yes, they got a lot of pressure. But if it comes down to it, the power of the sheriff, brother, and local cops who really understand. And
I'm all for disbanding all PDs, period.
I get you.
And to have county sheriffs and deputies. This is a private police force hired by the state corporation. And I hate to put it in those terms, but that's why I call them the Keystone Corporate Coffer Cops. I've seen the Supreme Court rulings. I understand exactly what their role is and how they're expected to function. And now they're being told, well, we're having policy changes. There's no review on this. There's no, is this constitutional? Is this right? Is this wrong? No, it's just new policy. And we're making the boys on a thin blue line carry this out. And then, well, we'll deal with it in case there's court action or the citizenry get up in arms about this stuff. Dave, I thank you for your call.
I love you, brother. Folks, please support RBN. And Steve, man, you got lucky, brother. That's all I can say. Peace out.
Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back. I want to squeeze this in before we take another call here. Another shooting. BLM agents open fire on innocent couple. Shoot woman because ATV drove near a restricted area. Pedro and Denise Meja feel lucky that to be alive after they were nearly murdered with their all-terrain vehicle. It broke down, and they said we're confronted by federal officers from the Bureau of Land Management, who opened fire with them with no warning. Opened fire on them with no warning. The couple was exploring the desert of Joshua Tree National Park when their ATV got a flat tire. They said that because they did not have a spare, they were traveling much slower than they would have if they had had 4 properly inflated tires. Around 11 p.m. on June 10th, they came face-to-face with federal agents whom the Mejas said immediately opened fire on him. In a hail of bullets, Denise was struck in the head and the hand before BLM agents ceased fire. Predictably, the police are telling a different story here. Press release issued by the Riverside County Sheriff's Office, who's investigating the shooting, claimed that the Mejas were in a restricted area and failed to heed BLM officers' commands to stop. Now, incredibly here, a detective with the department who was investigating the officer-involved shooting actually blamed the nearly murdered victims for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. RSO investigator Armando Munoz reportedly told KMIR News, Munoz says armed officers patrol the federal lands, and it's important before you go off-roading to know where you're going, before you go out and use those vehicles to make sure that you're driving them in a place where it's allowed. Sometimes people go out and assume that it's okay, so we just encourage you to do some homework. Well, not only were the two citizens nearly killed by the BLM agents, but no one's been arrested for the unprovoked attack on the couple to date. Equally disturbing is the contention that the Mejas are maintaining that they did absolutely nothing wrong, which would have provoked the attack. In their own words, the Mejas described what happened from their perspective. Denise Meja said, "The first thing my husband did was say, 'We're stopping,' and I immediately put my hands up too, and right after I raised my hand in the air is when the shot was fired." Denise, who is a nurse, suffered a gunshot wound to her head and her hand. Her husband, Pedro, said blood was everywhere. What I remember most was the blood. She had blood everywhere. I remember my wife just screaming, "I don't want to die, I don't want to die." All we had was an ice chest cooler, no alcohol. We had a metal detector. We had a gun in the vehicle. It's for coyotes, but it was tucked away. It's really an emotional roller coaster. We're happy to be alive and say that we are still with our family, but at the same time, we're confused by what happened, why everything happened. Now, these people had no weapons, showed no weapons. The BLM carry automatic weapons. So they run into the BLM. Obviously, they were having some problems with their four-wheeler. But it was shoot first, ask questions later. They brandished no weapons. They gave the BLM guys no crap. They were still in the vehicle, and they opened fire. Dan in Canada. Hello, Dan.
Oh, hello. I wanted to add a couple of things. In Canada, the police, they take an oath to protect Her Majesty the Queen. Let that one sink in, instead of, to protect and serve the citizens, mm-hmm. which I know they don't do in the United States anyways. I mean, with all the civil forfeiture, the cops being trained by the IDF in Israel, that's just some scary stuff. And then the IDF or the Israeli government just banned the filming of IDF officers.
I posted that story on the website, yes.
Yeah. So what does that say about, these are the people that are training American cops? And I wish all the cops were like small town Missouri, like Mayberry Street. That's just not the way it is.
No, and it's not. And yes, there are reasons why things are happening the way they are. And rather than going to the heart of the reasons that's causing this, we're just going to give the police more power and we're going to bully them up even more. Yeah, that ought to work just fine. So everybody hates you.
They're quite militarized now in Canada. They used to be they'd have their ceremonies with their horses doing their little musical ride and so forth. Right. You know, those days are long gone. Now they all dress in black. They have unmarked cars. They don't even identify themselves. They have like these numbers that they can just take off with Velcro. And it's pretty scary pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd leave you that.
They're there in Canada working for the sovereign over in Jolly Old. Boy, that would make me real nervous if I was a Canadian.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Dan, I appreciate your call, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, did you know? These are your boys, Steve. The AMA, the American Medical Association, has come out, and they said that it's time to ban all assault weapons and large-capacity magazines.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Well, let me demonstrate to you. Now, they want anybody under the age of 21 to be prohibited from even looking at a firearm, let alone touching one and using one.
Right.
Let's hear from an 11-year-old boy down in, I think he's down in Talladega. Isn't that down there in God's waiting room?
No, that's Alabama.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's yeah, close enough.
You're right. Well, here is the 11-year-old, and I'll let him tell the story. This was WVTM, and this was an NBC station that carried this story, and I'm shocked that it was presented the way it was. But here's a 13-year-old kid. Let me see. That's what, 8 years under the new restricted age limit for people to have guns? Listen what happened to the kid.
I told him I was going to kill him all that with a gun if he didn't get out of my house.
11-year-old Chris Gaither was home alone Wednesday morning when he heard a noise. Someone had broken into his house. Scared, Chris grabbed a 9mm handgun.
When he was coming down the stairs and told me he was going to kill me and F you all that.
The intruder made it out the front door with a hamper in hand. That's when Chris started firing off bullets. As the intruder was to jump this fence, Chris's 12th and final shot hit the bad guy in the leg.
I shot through a hamper that he was carrying, and it was a full metal jacket bullet. I went straight through the bag and hit him in his leg.
Wow.
And he started crying like a little baby.
A baby that learned his lesson.
When I pulled the gun out on him, I guess he didn't think it was a real gun because he didn't worry about it. He just kept on walking.
The police have not released the name of the suspect, but Chris's mother says this man has robbed their house before. They don't know him personally. Chris credits his stepdad for his shooting skills.
Yeah, I play zombies for target practice.
Turns out there's more than a basset hound on guard.
I hope you learned your lesson from coming to this house trying to steal stuff.
In Talladega, Kyle Berger, WVTM 13 News.
John, I'm surprised the liberals don't show up on that one. A gun in the house, and the kid got his hand on the gun. Bad kid.
This is an NBC station. I'm surprised that NBC, the parent company, hasn't called the station and says, hey, you know, you're out of our little loop here. Yeah, that's too positive.
Yeah.
That's too positive a story. And what is not reported, and if we had fair and balanced reporting in this country, you would find that more lives are saved with the use of firearms that are ever taken illegally or murderously or contemptuously or whatever the case, whatever the motivation. Yeah. And these people, I'm telling you, I was serious last week, folks, and now we got the AMA coming out asking for bans on weapons. They start doing this. Oh, by the way, you're going to have a national ID card as well. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. So you're going to have we're going to snoop and poop, and we're going to know everything that you're doing. And you know what? We're going to know exactly where you are. So when it comes time that we make something else illegal, we're going to know exactly where to find you.
Yeah, I think the AMA has actually really overstepped their boundaries.
You think?
Big time. Yeah, I'm really surprised nobody's called them out on that because, wait a minute here, American Medical Association, this firearms, this is none of your business, okay?
Well,
but there you go.
Yeah, but, you know, the emergency room nurses, you know, the triage people and the doctors in the emergency rooms trying to stitch people up that have gunshot wounds and knife wounds and broomsticks crammed in orifices they shouldn't be in, and
if they had a guns confiscation, and if the honest people all turned them in, John, and the criminals, of course, would not, where would we be? There we go.
Oh, we'd be in the exact same position England's in now.
No, we would be in the ER with the gunshot wound, and we'd be saying, "You son of a," I can't say that on air, but you guys got us in a situation here, you know.
Yeah.
No, the AMA overstepped their boundaries, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and again, there's another story of a shooting, but guess what happened, folks? It was armed individuals, everyday common citizens, that took control of another shooting. See, 911, the cops only show up after the fact, sometimes during, but generally between death and rigor mortis.
Right.
And people are now starting to understand that for all the rhetoric, for all the gum bumping and everything else, it's my butt on the line. And some people are carrying their guns in their trunk, which isn't a great place to carry in case you got to get to it quickly, but I understand why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. But people are now carrying firearms, and they're taking the responsibility of themselves by taking a firearm with them. Now, that as a commentary, and a country that I can remember that was much, much different when I was growing up. That's a sad state of affairs, but it's the only thing that's going to combat the criminals with guns, unless we want to hire 50 million cops and escort you wherever you go. You know, on three rotating shifts, you know, we can have Johnny Law right with you. You know, of course, you're going to be gunless. We're going to ban guns, but we'll have our security guy with you. Yeah, you know, God.
Well, John, you and I have talked about this, the old Hollywood thing. You know, they worried that if everybody carried a gun, we'd be like the OK Corral. And, of course, the Old West actually really wasn't that way at all.
No, it wasn't.
People carried guns and they protected themselves, and there were very few shootouts. This whole thing is just Hollywood, and there were less shootings. People were safe.
Well, and you know, guns make for polite neighbors as well as fences. When everybody's armed, sure. I don't want to die today over stupid and frivolous reasons. So guess what? I'll just keep my gun out of sight and I'll keep it holstered.
Right.
But there is a time. There is a time and a place for the use of firearms, and I'll tell you what, if everybody has to start in this country openly defying the criminals that seem to be protected by the little snowflakes out there, if we have to walk around with our stuff strapped to us, then if that's what we got to do to stop the criminal, then by God, we ought to do it. The AMA, by the way, did you read the article?
No, I just glimpsed over.
All right, you may want to read that article because it's against having guns in schools as well. They're still for gun-free zones, and that's exactly what's the dirt bags. This is exactly why schools and prohibited areas with firearms, it's easy pickings, man.
Yeah,
it's easy pickings. Mark in Florida, you're up next.
Hey, thank you, John. And just to comment on the AMA, are they raising any complaints about all the wars that the U.S. is in around the world and all the men, women, and children that they're maiming that those doctors over there might have?
No, they're conveniently ignoring the 4 million body funeral pyre. They're conveniently ignoring that. That's okay.
Good point.
It seems to me that the police have always, throughout history, been created to protect the mob, which is the government. It's always been like that, it seems. And one day I listened after your show, John, to Eddie Craig on another broadcast, and he's a former sheriff, and he digs into Texas law and knows it like the back of his hand on how every stop, unless you're in a tractor trailer, commercial vehicle, now every stop is a false arrest and imprisonment right from the get-go. But the problem is the judges and the lawyers, the shysters, the mobsters that are stealing our money by using this false arrest apparatus to fund themselves. And that's all it is the lawyers, the judges, the lawyers, the prosecutors are making money off the lies that these police are being told to do.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to be part and parcel of, you know, but I understand why things are the way that they are. And when I'm saying that I'm looking for restructuring, we've got to, I know of no other way to can. And there's good people on PDs out there, police departments, and you know what? Woes to all of us here. But understand who and what you are. And we need somebody that's a peace officer that's going to enforce law according to the Constitution. And that is the sheriff and the deputies. I'd much rather see these guys patrolling than I would a PD guy. I mean, I just would. They used to be a totally different animal. They're similar in a lot of ways now. They're letting the Fed just come in and do whatever the hell they want to do. And much to the dismay of the people that put them into office that actually voted for them. You know, I just, it is what it is.
Well, the sheriffs, where I'm at here in my county in Florida, the sheriffs do most of the traffic, and traffic is a commercial endeavor.
Yeah.
And if you're not engaged in traffic, they, unless you cause harm or damage, they shouldn't be bothering you whatsoever.
Well,
everything is a robbery.
But they've also taken the county sheriffs and they've made them the wards of the courts. Now they're the private security for the court system. And, you know, I'm just telling you, everything is turned inside out and popped upside down. It's all backwards.
Right, and who's told them to do it that way? The lawyers, the judges, the lawyers, the judicial has told them to do these things.
Mark, I appreciate your call.
You, John, I just read the article, and I'm amazed. It's a good article.
Yeah.
I'm seeing here also something that doesn't make sense. Strengthening penalties for falsifying gun sales records, including longer prison sentences for violators. I don't know anybody doing that. I mean, you fill out the paperwork, you turn it in, you do the 7-day wait for whatever firearm you want. I've never heard of anybody falsifying gun sale records, and this is I think they're just pulling some stuff out of their orifices here on some of this stuff. It doesn't make sense. They're wanting the ATF to the permit ATF discretion in issuing gun licenses.
Yeah.
So they want to create more laws. We already have laws in the books we can follow.
They want the bureaucrats saying who and who and what and why for gun ownership.
Right.
That is not up to an agency, especially what I've seen out of the BATFE.
I agree.
Not exactly your stellar personnel. At any rate, Mark, thank you for your call. Sovereign man, go ahead. Hello.
I'm here. Ahoy, ahoy.
What's on your mind? We're running out of time. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Have you seen this YouTube by TrueStream Media in reference to the new digital citizenship?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, I sent a link, and I also dropped it in the National Intel chat room. Let me read it. It says, the Bilderberg plan to force us on the digital grid, TrueStream Media. Yeah, actually, Al Whitney spoke on this on her program Saturday night.
Okay.
The Estonia. Check it out, too. It's real good. I mean, the video is about 44 minutes long, so we can't get into a whole lot of detail. Right. But it's an excellent primer on what's coming.
All right. I'll take a look at it. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. There was another shooting, and I thought it was the one that was out of Florida. And this was another instance. I'm trying to find the story here.
It was in New Jersey, Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey. Do you have access to that?
It's 20 people shot. I didn't hear any deaths, but the shooter died, of course. I'm suspected. Actually, I sent over to Mike, and Mike was talking about it a little bit. I suspect it could be a false flag. But that's all the information I got on it. I'll see if I can send it over to you.
No, I'm looking at it right here.
I saw 20 injured. That's all I saw.
No. It was another story about very similar to what happened in Florida where the guy tried to rob the Walmart liquor store. This happened someplace else. It was two individuals that basically got the bad guy with their personally owned weapons.
Oh, I think I saw that too. Okay, different one. Got it.
Tommy in Tennessee. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, good evening, Steve and John.
Hi.
I'm a little late in here. I'll try to talk fast. A couple things. Number one, the Constitution doesn't apply to us. We the people, it applies to the name on the birth certificate. I wanted to back up that guy that you told not to call again on one hand. On the other hand, I understand what you're saying, that the saying goes that where attention goes, energy flows, is to stop giving power or our attention to this unjust stuff in one way. In another way, you've got to pick your battles where, yes, if you see something unjust, like you were saying, Steve, you've got to do something about it, but you still have to pick your battles because this whole system is designed to capture and detain us because it has to do, like Ronald McDonald says, to commerce. because it can't come up to the people and ask us nice that they want to borrow us our credit and never return it. You wouldn't agree to it, so they have to be the provocateurs in this police state apparatus. It's simply commerce, and they're not talking to us. And there is a remedy. You are not the name on your birth certificate. That's the only thing that the government can do business with, or any cop.
Yeah.
If you look at the word police or politics, it has the word ticks and lice in it. It's a vampiristic parasitic thing to suck the essence out of our lives, so we don't have it to live for ourselves. And on the one hand, if you give attention to all these wrongdoings, yes, that's good in one way, but it would go away if everybody just shut it down and stop, but they won't do it. It's an individual thing. So pull back and unplug and when you went up to tell the lady she could park her car there, and he said, shut up? Is that what he said? You should have said, okay. You could have said, okay, fine, knowing what was going on there.
I did follow his command. I backed up. I got out my cell phone, called the Round Rock Police Department, and made his supervisor aware of that officer's conduct.
Right.
That's what I did do. I didn't argue with the guy. I didn't get in his face, didn't call him names. Just backed up a couple of steps and called his boss.
You're cool.
Right.
You're cool. That's cool. That's cool. But yeah, they're looking for it, and their bosses tell them they don't know what they're doing. They don't know that they're actually talking to the straw man. So, like, if you were driving down the road and you got pulled over for speeding, say, for example, and the cop says, "Hey, do you know how fast you were going?" And you said, 63, then it's over. But since we're classified as incompetent, you should say, no, I don't know. I was too busy watching the road. I had my hands on the wheel. I don't know. I'm incompetent.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. But anyway.
Well, Tommy, I find it rather fascinating that these cops are buying into everything that they're being told. And what you're talking about, what you were just talking about, is we're not in a constitutional republic anymore. We're in their brand new form of democracy. We're under commerce. We're under all of these things. We're not under the constraints and the guidelines of the Constitution. That is for sure. But here's the problem. While Plain Jane from Maryland or Dudley, what's his face, from Phoenix, Arizona, doesn't matter where you're at in this country, the Constitution no longer protects the individual. That was the intent of the Constitution. It was to be a guideline on the 17 enumerated powers contained in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. But what they have done through regulating commerce, increasing their federal power, putting in the federal courts and all these thou shalt nots, they're like cockroaches. We can't get rid of them now. And we have to. I thank you for your time, Tommy. We're out of time. Steve Elkins, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are welcome, John.
I wanted to get into other subject matter here as well, but we just flat ran out of time.
Yeah, sorry. Good stuff anyway. Good stuff.
I got a Harley Schlanger on with me tomorrow, folks, so tune in. Thanks, Steve, and thank you all for being out there today. Remember, support the network, please.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening.
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.